Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Thanks for downloading us. Please do rate us, tell your friends about us. This is the news of the week, and it's especially what it means to you, what you can do about it so that you can live at the top of your curve. The news stories, which is healthier, being a vegetarian or eating a Mediterranean diet? Sexting increases among teenagers. The obesity paradox. People with extra pounds do not live longer. Why did we have the obesity paradox? Cigars and pipes are tied to the same risk as cigarettes. What that means for you in avoiding it. And heavy drinking is the biggest risk factor for dementia. We mentioned that last week. We're going to increase your knowledge about what you should do about that or your friends. And what is vaping? Is vaping safe? No, the data says you're going to inhale lead and arsenic. This is a surprising thing. Since the fluid of vaping, or even vaping from your own man-made thing, doesn't seem to have fluid with lead or arsenic in it, why are people getting lead toxicity and arsenic toxicity from vaping? Well, let's go to them. Remember, we also have great guests lined up today who, and since we've already done that interview, gave a spectacular talk about dirty genes and how you can clean your genes. So do download the 882B segment as well. But let's go right to the stories. Which is healthier, being vegetarian or Mediterranean? For this study, a group of Italian researchers recruited over 100 overweight but healthy adults with low to moderate cardiovascular risk profiles. Half of the group was started on a Mediterranean diet, while the other half was started on a lacto-ovo-vegetarian diet, which means it eliminates meat and fish, but includes eggs and dairy. After 3 months, they switched. During and after both phases of study, everyone had regular health screenings. What did they find? Well, both groups, over 6 months, lost about 4 pounds. That's about what we see in that other study that showed diet quality last week out of Alameda County, that diet quality, that is avoiding the five food felons, mattered more than anything else. Same in this study. Whether you were Mediterranean or vegetarian, both groups got healthier. Now, the question is, would it have been better without the cheese, the dairy, and the eggs and egg yolks that the vegetarians had? And the answer is almost certainly yes. So vegan is probably healthier than vegetarian. We don't have that in a randomized study. That wasn't what this is. But in fact, Mediterranean and vegetarian were both healthy, as was that study with high-quality diets last year. What it means to you? Yeah, eliminate red meat, and in my mind, eliminate the five food felons, simple sugar, added syrups, simple or stripped carbohydrates, and food with saturated fats such as egg yolks and red meat and processed meat and cheese. Why? Because those have, in fact, the carnitine, lecithin, and choline, those proteins or amino acid substances that increase inflammation, change the bacteria inside your gut so that they increase inflammation in you, increase long-term dementia, increase cancer, increase other processes. How about sexting increases among teenagers? What does this mean? Well, 27% for the last 8 years, they've done a survey of 100,000 people in each of 39 countries about texting, including the United States, Netherlands, Belgium, South Africa, Czech Republic, among others. It turns out, no matter what country, it's increasing yearly. We are now at 27% of teens receive sex, and almost 15% are sending them. In addition, 12% are forwarding forwarding, that is 12% of all texts are forwarded without permission. And what this means, teach your teens that whatever they do online, it can live forever and haunt them or help them forever. And texts don't help you forever, at least not in our society. So teach your teens, don't do it yourself if you're an adult, because it stays with you forever. The obesity paradox debunked. Fat people, the only thing that happens that causes obesity paradox, or the thought that fat people live longer, they do live longer after the diagnosis of cardiovascular disease. That's because cardiovascular disease is diagnosed so much earlier. Obesity by itself, factoring out diabetes, factoring out everything else, just being overweight shortens your lifespan by about 4 years after age 40. And obviously the metabolic consequences of obesity, such as metabolic syndrome and diabetes and cardiovascular disease and dementia, all decrease your lifespan even more. But even factoring out those, just being overweight, what does it mean? Yeah, it means you've got to give up simple carbs. You've got to give up added sugar and added syrup. But just giving those up, in the study last week, helped people lose weight substantially. It's not that hard to give them up. If you need help doing it, we've got a e-coach at the ClevelandClinicWellness.com. Go to e-coaching and talk about it. It is a program that costs money, but sign up for it. And you'll get the help. Otherwise, just get a buddy that helps you avoid those foods. Record your steps daily and record those foods daily, and you're doing great. Let's go to the top of the news again. First study, cigars and pipes are tied to the same risk as cigarettes. A pipe is about, one pipe is about two cigarettes a day. One cigar is about four cigarettes a day equivalent. So five cigarettes a day is a pack a day. 10 pipes a day is about a pack a day, giving you the same risk. So avoid those cigars and pipes as well. One in four, and this is a corollary study, one in 14 pregnant women in the U.S. still smoke. That's 7% horrible, because it causes dementia. It causes birth defects and increases the cost for everybody else, as well as your own kid, and causes lung disease in the kid as well as in you, and causes heart disease and congenital heart defects. Don't do it. And by the way, 25% of people in West Virginia do it. If Jim Justice had any guts as the new governor of West Virginia, not only would he raise the pay for the teachers to be able to have a halfway decent living wage, but he'd really do something strong about banning cigarettes in West Virginia, because it causes a lot of their budget problems and it causes difficulty. Next study, vaping. This is a surprise. Vaping, it turns out that the e-cigarette vapors get hot enough to cause the metal in them to, if you will, vaporize into the atmosphere and you suck it in. So they're increased lead and arsenic poisoning and toxicity from vaping. Don't vape. That's the basic message. Don't smoke at all. If you want marijuana, don't smoke it. Get it in edibles. Much safer for you. Don't, in fact, smoke at all, because it destroys your lungs. But in addition, the heat of that causes inflammation throughout your body. It's not just your lungs. It's your blood vessels. It's your immune system. It is breaks down the blood-brain barrier and causes dementia. So don't vape, and don't, you know, if your kid is vaping, have them tested for lead toxicity and arsenic levels. They're easy blood tests to do, and they're high. Good news on expensive drugs, aspirins as effective as Xarelto or other of the expensive anti-clotting medicines at preventing clots after hip and knee surgery. So just keep doing that one baby aspirin morning and evening. Keep doing it. It is key for your benefit long term. I think those are the key stories that I wanted to get to this week, and those are absolutely key. Let's look at one more, which is heavy drinking is the biggest risk factor for dementia. Hot on the heels of the headlines that a little alcohol increases your lifespan. If you're a typical person, that is half to one drink a day for women, one to two for men, increases your lifespan about 2 years. Well, it turns out that drinking in binges, in heavy drinking periodically, increases your risk of dementia substantially and is the most substantial increase for the risk. Of the 57,000 people diagnosed in France before the age of 65 with dementia, 60% have alcohol-related brain damage or alcohol use disorders. So if you see someone who's drinking too much, do an intervention, talk to them. It often takes a crisis. So I'm here with one of my patients who've had this, and it took a crisis for him to stop for the third time drinking too much. But he's now convinced it is. He's now 6 months free of alcohol. And his wife is helping him, but this is important. Whether it takes your wife helping you or a buddy helping you or whatever, if you find yourself binge drinking, well, do something about it. Figure out and make a deal with your buddy. Instead of doing this, I'm going to do X. I'm going to have, if you will, I'm going to run a mile. I'm going to get on the treadmill and watch TV, whatever it is that you also find healthy. I'm going to have sex. Whatever it is that you also find healthy, do that as a replacement. You obviously need a replacement for alcohol. So my guess is that that marijuana will end up being just as bad. But if in the meantime you can try not smoking it, but eating it to get high, if that's what you need. But most people, maybe it is just exercise to get you high, just walking, playing a game, golf, whatever it is, do that to replace it, and you'll be much, much better off. One last thing is, and this is a story, many women fear and misunderstand breast cancer radiation. This looked at a period of 327 breast cancer patients, and what they found in this study was that most don't understand what radiation does, what it is, or what the problem is. This was done at UCLA in their cancer area. So it comes back to the basic question, what should you do when you're getting any treatment? Have an advocate with you. Have your questions written out on a yellow pad, not just the computer, you write them out on the yellow pad, get it, and with space for you to get the answers, jot down the answers, give a Xerox of that yellow pad or a copy of the yellow pad to your advocate, have them make sure all your answers are covered and that they and you really understand the answers no matter what treatment you're getting. If the treatment is for more than 3 days, if it's an antibiotic treatment, if it's a blood pressure treatment, the diabetes treatment, no matter what it is, whether it's Parkinson's or breast cancer, whether the treatment is exercise or is nutrition or supplement, or it's like I said, take a baby aspirin twice a day, no matter what it is get healthy, do what is right for yourself by getting the questions answered. Those are the key things. Let's go back over them. Obesity paradox debunked. Yeah, people who have high BMI, irrespective of whether they got diabetes, et cetera, factoring all those things out, have a shortened lifespan. gets in, and you do that by avoiding the five food felons. That's what the study also showed. Mediterranean vegetarian study, low fat, low carb, doesn't matter as long as you avoid added sugar, added syrups, simple carbs, foods like egg yolks, cheese, and processed meats and red meat with saturated fat and all trans fat and containing foods, which is essentially all fried foods. Sexting increases among teenagers. Tell your kids to remember everything they post on social media, internet, where they send it privately or not, that can be live on the internet forever, and that most sex, it turns out, 50% of sex are forwarded without your permission to someone else. That someone else may be an enemy that wants you to have trouble for the rest of your life. They may not think it is, but it is. Is there such a thing? I want to go end on it. The German government is considering labeling for cleaner diesel cars. It's like labeling clean coal. It doesn't exist. There are things released into the atmosphere that make it much more hazardous to your health, much more hazardous for you to live in an area where there's a lot of diesel or where there's a lot of coal. You want a clean air as well as clean water. You're going to have to do a lot of this yourself coming up, because it looks like the EPA is going to stop patrolling this for you. Hopefully, we will get a different EPA director or policy so that they care about your health in the future. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, 882A, the news of the week, and especially what it means for you. Thanks for listening, and hopefully you'll have a great week. We'll be back next week with 883A, the news of the week. And by the way, you want to listen to 882B, the interview of the week on dirty jeans. It's a spectacular process, so do download our guests, because they do a great job at teaching you what you can do to make sure your genes don't affect you. We talked about the MTHFR gene, that is the folate gene, and how to avoid its adverse effects, as well as others. And there's a great set of interviews waiting for you to listen. Thanks again, Randall, for great engineering. We'll be back next week. Stay tuned, download us, rate us, and thanks for listening.